So we're holding Ezes Hashem in Klal Zayin Din Gimel. Chavos Chaim just finished saying that where the Isur of believing Lashon Hara is even if Reuven says something about Shimon in Shimon's presence and Shimon doesn't say anything, if Shimon would agree, yes, it's true, I did that terrible thing, in that case, it would be permitted for people to believe it because Shimon admits to it. But if Shimon just doesn't say anything, so even though we have many times the rule of shtika kaidah, but in this case, you wouldn't say shtika kaidah, and therefore, even if he's a hothead, Shimon, and normally he would have jumped and said something, nevertheless, that's not considered a haidas baldin. And the Chavetz Chaim brings a raya from the halacha that it says that if an eid echad says to a lady in Bezdin, in front of her, that she was mezana, and she's quiet, she doesn't say anything. So the halacha is that yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. So the husband will be yoytzi if he believes him, and he has to pay a ksuba. So the question is, why do you have to pay a ksuba? Since she was silent, if she was moida, she was mezana, you're parted from the ksuba. So we say, hey, have a doras baldin. Teretz says, that's not considered a doras baldin. She didn't want to say anything. She doesn't want to get into a fight. She doesn't want to start. Who knows, if I start denying it, then they're going to start really making stories about me. And therefore, there is no din of a doras baldin in such a case. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim brings a raya from there, that the same thing for the din of believing Lashon Hara. And then in Siv Gimel, the Chavetz Chaim, we started off saying that even if a person hears the Lashon Hara, not from one person, but even if two people or 10 people say the Lashon Hara, you still are not allowed to believe it. Why? In the third line, Kivin da'afilu lefi divrayim shepleini yasa shaloi kahayin, avru alav delay selech rachil afilu shu emes. Lamaisa, these people who said it are over in Isra of saying Lashon Hara. Even if they come and they tell me, 10 people come now and tell me something, so it's not a bezdin. No, there's no yeshiva's bezdin here or anything. And Stamazah, he's coming to tell me something, so therefore they're over the Isra of Lashon Hara. So if so, him came to Rishoyim, him. How could we believe these people are Rishayim? They're being over the Yisr of Lashon Hara. Person will say Lashon Hara, he'll do that too. So that's in case what they're saying is an Yisr Daraisa. But what happens if what they're saying is notice there's a second case. Okay, if they're saying Lashon Hara, how can I believe people who are Bali Aveira? Why should I believe them to be Moitzi another person from a Cheskes Kashrus? But even besides that, he says, what happens if Lamaisa, what they're saying, would not be an Isur of Lashon Hara? In other words, Imo Emes Itam. Notice, let's say they're saying something which they're protecting somebody, helping somebody, and they would have a Heta. That's Toelis. They're allowed to tell this to this person. But nevertheless, even though they're allowed to, in Lefi Divrayim, that if it's true what they're saying, it's not an Isur, they're not being over an Isur of Lashon Hara. Nevertheless, to believe them, then you can't. Then you can't be believe it. Because Lamaisa, even though when they told Gedalia that this, he's coming, Yochan is coming to kill him, so he was a mitzvah to tell Gedalia, but nevertheless, the Gemara says you can't believe the person that he's doing it. It's only Lamechesh Miboy. So even when it's not even Ba'atzim Lashon Hara, there's an Issa to believe it. And therefore, the AI, but L'chaira, we said Haidas Baldin, you will be Naman. You are allowed to believe if there's Haidas Baldin, and if there's two witnesses, what more can you expect than two witnesses? So he says, the Ein Chal Shum Eidas Afil Lashnaim, the Yoyser Ele B'Bezdin. It doesn't have a din of Haggadah's Eidus unless it's in Bezdin. Aval Chutz L'Bezdin Loi. Outside of Bezdin, 10 people come and tell me something. That's not considered that you have two witnesses. And therefore, there's no din Nemonis over here under what they're saying. Since there's no Nemonis, even if Lidavi Devrayim, they weren't over in Issa, they had a Heta to say this negative thing. Da'afilim Yomu Sheker, in the Kroim Eide Sheker, Ki Yemotzi Yishem Ba'alma, Kirisa B'smak. Notice, if a person tells 10 people, come and tell me something, and it turns out it's a lie. So if a person says, Eidus Sheker in Bezdin, so he's Nifsal, that's a Gemara. So you become Apostle Eid. But if 10 people, then they said a lie. But Lamaisa, they weren't made Eidus Sheker. And therefore, V'chol Zeh L'Haklit, Avolochu Shmuter, Afilim L'Shamu, Rak Me'echu, the canal. However, lochush, in case what the person is telling me is for a toelas, that to protect myself, that I should be choshish, that maybe what he's saying is true, and therefore I shouldn't go into business with such a person, or I shouldn't start up anything like that, that taka there would be a heter to do. And then the Chavetz Chaim says, "V'hu adinim yotze koil alechad shasa maisa hoyshedibre dover shleika haroi." Now, so still now the Chavetz Chaim spoke about if an eid echad says it, if there's a shtika koida situation, or if 10 people say it, and all that is still an Easter of Kabbalah, of believing the Lashon Hara. And so too, if let's say there's a koil, and there's a koil in the city that somebody did something wrong. So with the koil alone, Chavetz Chaim is going to prove, just because there's rumors in town that he did something wrong, that's not even as good as an Eid Echad. Even an Eid Echad can be Mavatel a koil. And therefore he's saying then first also Vaita, that there's not going to be a heter of to believe the Lashon Hara. Unless, come back.